This is the miracle you're about to receive. I have a wife. I have a family. I get to live. My name is Ulysses Ford III. I'm a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, founded on Howard University campus. I received a kidney and pancreas transplant here at The Ohio State University on August 16, 2003. I grew up here in Columbus, Ohio. Grew up in a two-parent family home, loving mom, loving dad, and have an older sibling, Roxanne, and my mom's former school teacher. My father worked for Rockwell International, so I was definitely brought up in a good Christian family home. Favorite childhood memory, I would say, is traveling to the Grand Canyon. We traveled for 2 weeks in the summer and just rented a motorhome and just went across the United States, meeting all different various types of people. They were so nice, they were kind, and I had a ball. I had a great childhood. When I graduated from high school, I went to Michigan State University. I lived a wonderful college life. A lot of parties, joined a fraternity, and of which Phi Beta Sigma has been in my heart, and it is a lifelong membership. My family has a history of diabetes. In 1985, when I attained diabetes, they always said, make sure you take care of your health. And so my diabetes was pretty stable, and I was engaged to be married. And then at that point in time, we were getting ready to build a house, and traveling down Mock Road, someone ran a stop sign who happened to be a drunk driver. We were driving and conversating. You know, she was asking about wedding plans. You look to the left and there's a car coming, and bam, T-boned us. And from my severe injuries and her injuries, we were transported to the hospital. Being a little depressed, the relationship ended. I wasn't keeping up on my medications like I was supposed to. My doctor came to me and said, hey, your creatinine level jumped up. Start taking care of yourself. So I finally started working out, taking care of myself. And that's when my organs failed. There started my transition to beginning end-stage renal disease. I was at work. I had went to the doctor the day before. He called me that day and he said, Ulysses, I need for you to get to the hospital right now. I said, what's wrong? And he said, your creatinine level jumped sky high. Your kidneys have shut down and we need to get you on dialysis as soon as possible. I ended up going to Grant Hospital. That's where Dr. Blackman was affiliated with, my endocrinologist. And he said, hey, we're going to get you set up on dialysis. I went from running around, all I had to do was take an insulin shot, to going to dialysis 3 times a week. It tests your faith. It puts a strain on the family because you go from hugging, parties, to you want to just sleep all day, you know, constantly being fatigued. After one game of basketball or even a half a game of basketball, I had to sit down and go home, go to sleep. You still have a smile on your face, but people see that you're in pain. I never gave up though. I was like, I can manage this. It's not a problem. To finally getting a transplant at age 28. The first order is to do blood typing. They immediately went to my sister. Hey, are you a match for your brother to get a kidney? She was not. That's your second heartbreak. The first one is the doctor telling you your kidneys have shut down. The second one is you're not a match with your sister or your sibling. The biggest heartbreak was the doctor telling me, hey, we are looking for both a pancreas and a kidney. because if we give you a kidney, your pancreas is going to attack that kidney because of your diabetes. In order for you to get a pancreas, someone has to die. So in order for me to gain life, someone loses life. It hurts because you feel for that family, but yet you don't want to say you're selfish, but you want to live. And I finally got that call. I had got the phone call around 8:30, 9 o'clock that night. When I received that phone call, I was quiet. I was silent because I had 3 calls before like that. I had a bag prepped to go directly to either OSU, Cleveland Clinic, or the University of Pittsburgh. And I could not travel too far out of that area. If I did, I automatically come off the transplant list if I'm too far away to get to one of those transplant centers. So we stayed home for basically 2 years straight. And we went on ahead, got there to OSU, and around 11 o'clock that night, they said, we may have to send you home because he's pulling through. And I said, okay, that's fine. I'm glad he's living. Just to be told at 2 o'clock in the morning, he finally passed, and that we're going to go ahead with the surgery as soon as the organs get here. My family was there praying with me. My pastor was there praying with me. And finally, the hospital said, we don't want anyone to come in because we don't want him to get infected. It was then down to just immediate people plus the chaplain, which was my pastor. And they just constantly prayed. I said a prayer for the young man. I told my mom I was scared because I was like, what will happen if this doesn't work? And my mom said, well, you leave that in the hands of God. This is the miracle you're about to receive. When I woke up from the surgery, I saw my great aunt, and she was sitting there with a Bible in her hand. The nurse came in and said, hi, Ulysses, how are you doing? I looked at him like, hey, I got a tube down my throat. How you think I feel? He said, you're doing okay, but I'm going to go ahead and put you back to sleep for a few, and we'll wake you up in about 4 hours. And finally, the nurse, he says, hey, you ready to get this tube out your throat? I looked at him and I blinked my eyes, and he says, okay. When I pull it out, then breathe in. He pulled it out. As I was exhaling, I breathed in. I hate to say I spit it on him. I threw up. I threw up right on him. He just laughed and he says, well, you're okay. That was my road to recovery. I received a letter after my transplant. I then returned the letter. I did thank them for the love and the donation for this wonderful, beautiful gift of transplant donation. I was able to, after the transplant, go to Columbus State, get an associate's degree. I was thankful to get married. My wedding day, I was jumping for joy because I got the opportunity to get up and walk and marry the love of my life. Without a transplant, that would not occur. And, you know, I cry every day for it. My wife, Elise, has been a foundation and a rock for me. She is also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, which is the sister sorority of Phi Beta Sigma. And they're on a big push to donate life. She said, you're a role model to the community and to others around. She said, I see what our marriage is like. And she said, why not help someone live out their dream like we're living out ours? I have a wife. I have a daughter. I have a family. I get to live. I get to see another day. And I advocate to everyone if it's your loved one who needs a kidney, a pancreas, or even tissue, wouldn't you like to continue to help someone live? That is the biggest message I can give to you. Help someone live and live free and live long. Whether you're white, black, brown, I will let you know this right now. All hospitals, all doctors fight for your life. Once there is nothing they can do, they will go and talk to the family about transplant donation. So the myth I want people to understand that is totally false is that doctors don't fight for you. Doctors and nurses do fight for you to live. So for anyone to say that doctors don't help a person who's been seriously or critically injured is false. We will always try to save a life. So I encourage you, please, to check yes on a donor card to become a life-saving, giving donor. I am thankful that Lifeline of Ohio and the National Panhellenic Council of Columbus have partnered together to put on a program to help all individuals throughout Central Ohio sign up to be life-giving donors. You're going to save someone. And I encourage everyone, once again, to please sign up and donate life, because we'll be out there on the streets, on the corners, with a sign, with a t-shirt, with a button, representing our organizations and Lifeline of Ohio, saying, hey, donate life. Yes, I'm coming up on 20 years. There will be an invitation that will be sent out to celebrate 20 years. I will be inviting those from Lifeline of Ohio, those from the Central Ohio Diabetes Association, members of the Divine Nine National Panhellenic Council of Columbus. I will even be reaching out to the state representative and the mayor and city council, asking them to come celebrate with me the fact that I've lived 20 years longer than what I was supposed to. And I'm grateful.